You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the United Nations released a report on the environmental cost of artificial intelligence, giving estimates for the amounts of carbon, water, and land that will likely be dedicated to powering AI in the near future. For example, the report predicts that by 2030, artificial intelligence could consume 3% of the world's electricity and require more water than the total amount drunk by the entire population of Earth annually. However, experts in AI also predict that the technology will continue to become more efficient as time goes on, requiring less electricity, water, and land to operate. To explain how all of this can be true at the same time, some people in the AI world have invoked the so-called Jevons paradox, referring to an insight from the Victorian period economist William Stanley Jevons, who noticed that the increased efficiency of steam engines went hand in hand with the increased consumption of coal. This morning, I spoke to Dr. Amanda Turnbull-McRae, Senior Lecturer in Law at the University of Waikato, about this apparent economic paradox as it relates to the future of AI. Some would argue that AI technology is bound to become more energy and water efficient as time goes on, and this will reduce the quantity of resources consumed to power it. But this isn't necessarily the lesson we should take from history, is it?
No, it's not. And actually, it's a bit of a trap. While it seems logical to think that improving AI models will make them more efficient and reduce the energy used, leaner models that deliver faster predictions using less computing, I mean, that all sounds right, seems logical thinking. But when efficiency lowers costs, what happens is that it leads to wider deployment of AI, which increases the overall AI demand and use.
So this is related to something called the Jevons paradox, right?
That's right, yeah. So it's named after an economist named William Stanley Jevons, and he lived from 1835 until about 1882, if I remember correctly. He's seen today as having had the first ecological perspective on the economy. So he wrote this book called The Coal Question in the mid-1860s. And in this book, Jevons saw that improvements in the efficiency of coal use in the 19th century England, it didn't reduce the overall consumption of coal. And what happened instead was the lower costs resulted in expanded use. And then this drove up higher overall demand for coal, which of course had a negative environmental effect.
Right. So he obviously understood that coal was a non-renewable resource, and he was one of the, you know, first people to raise serious questions about Britain's reliance on coal during the Industrial Revolution. And he noticed that specifically the introduction of more efficient steam engines actually led to more coal being used rather than less.
Yes.
So one person who's referenced this paradox in relation to AI is Satya Nadella, who's the CEO of Microsoft. And he referenced the paradox last year in response to news about the Chinese company DeepSeek developing an AI chatbot on a much lower budget than the American companies. He seemed as if he was celebrating this. He wrote, "Jevons' paradox strikes again. As AI gets more efficient and accessible, we will see its use skyrocket, turning it into a commodity we just can't get enough of." But you described the paradox as a kind of trap that we fall into if we don't adopt the right policies in regards to AI. So do you think that the national AI strategy launched by the government last year does a good job of avoiding this trap, or are there things that we could do better on?
Well, I think there's probably things we can do a little better. I mean, taking a light touch to adopting AI means that we're only adapting existing laws to dealing with something that's fundamentally different than our laws are meant to deal with, right? And we also have no regulator who requires or compiles AI energy use or emissions in New Zealand. So I think what the Jevons paradox tells us actually that a bit more needs to be done. We can't simply solve the environmental cost of AI by improving it, and indeed our existing mechanisms are insufficient.
Okay, so could you just expand a little more on that? I mean, what kinds of policies do you think, I mean, if you were in charge, if I make you dictator, what kind of policies are you instituting for AI use in this country?
Well, it has to be tailored for New Zealand, right? It has to be tailored for AI as well. And so that means that we recognize equally AI capabilities but also environmental stewardship.
Which is particularly important in New Zealand. We're a small country. We rely mainly on renewables.
So, like, it's thinking about shifting our focus towards sustainable tech in the future and not just to a technological future, right? It's thinking about that sustainable part as well.
So on this idea of the expansion of the use of AI and always looking for more ways to use it, obviously in many countries, governments are looking to improve the efficiency of public service using AI. And obviously everyone's heard that there's this proposed law that would see the government use AI to make decisions on people's benefits in New Zealand. Is that going too far? Is this even necessary?
Well, as long as there's a sufficient safeguards, you know, it's a balancing act, right? And this is why I'm talking about a tailored approach, is that, you know, we make sure we've adapted our existing frameworks like privacy, consumer protection, human rights. We make sure that these are adapted for an AI environment, you know, so that's sort of dealing with the software side of things. And then on the other spectrum that we've been talking about earlier is the hardware side of things, which is the environmental impact of our data centers. We need to take a balanced approach to dealing with artificial intelligence in the public sector and in the government. It's that it's not about not doing it. It's not about not getting on board. It's about getting on board safely and doing it well. So this idea of taking a tailored approach to adopting artificial intelligence in Aotearoa recognizes equally AI capability and environmental stewardship.
That was Amanda Turnbull-McRae, Senior Lecturer in Law at the University of Waikato.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.